Module 2, Common Types of Anxiety. Anxiety cannot be defined as one isolated condition. It has many faces and can have hundreds of different symptoms. But before you can begin to understand and identify any type of anxiety, it is important to know the common symptoms and characteristics of different disorders. Only after you've identified the type of anxiety can you focus on the source and how to cope with it. Social anxiety. Social anxiety, also known as social phobia, is a type of anxiety where a person fears crowds or public situations because they feel it will lead to public scrutiny or embarrassment. This can range from simply eating in public to being among a large crowd in a store. Sometimes this person can be mistaken for having a shy demeanor, but these people have serious trouble socializing at work or even participating in meetings. This can keep them from being a team player since they frequently withdraw from the group. Characteristics: extremely fearful of unfamiliar situations and people, feeling overwhelmed with anxiety when in social situations, fearful of being judged or watched by other people, unable to face social situations on your own. Generalized anxiety disorder. Generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, is the most common type of anxiety and is usually defined as a constant state of tension and panic. People who suffer from GAD generally do not have anything particular that they are worrying or obsessing about. They cannot identify the source of the anxiety and therefore cannot find a way to resolve the problem. So they continue to feel anxiety every day with either no apparent reason or will find a number of problems to fret about without knowing why. Common symptoms of GAD: difficulty focusing, sleeping, or concentrating, constant restlessness, irritation, or edginess, feeling tired or having low energy levels, tense or clenched muscles. Panic disorder. Panic disorder is characterized by a constant state of confusion and fear which normally occur in sporadic episodes or panic attacks. While it is normal to have some fear or confusion in our work, these feelings should not cause physical symptoms or interfere with our productivity. These panic attacks can cause sudden debilitating symptoms such as shallow breathing, sweating, increased heart rate, and physical pain. Oftentimes, many people do not realize they have a panic disorder since they may not recognize the symptoms of a panic attack, which can make this disorder hard to diagnose. Characteristics: feelings of doom or losing control, stomach pains, dizziness, or even fainting, overwhelming sense of fear, usually irrational, sudden heart palpitations, or excessive sweating. Phobias. Phobias are more common types of anxiety and generally focus on one thing or situation, such as a fear of spiders or a fear of public speaking. People who suffer from certain phobias begin to have an overwhelming fear of fear and anxiety when they are faced with their phobia and can usually return to a normal state once the item or situation has been taken care of. Generally, these phobias don't interfere with our everyday lives since we may not actually have to encounter our fears on a regular basis, such as snakes, spiders, heights, fires, etc. But phobias that can occur at work, such as a phobia of public speaking or a fear of crowded rooms, should be addressed right away since they can hinder our ability to function normally on the job. Characteristics: fear is normally focused on one thing, fear is usually instantaneous, inability to control fears even after facing the fear itself, feelings subside when phobia has passed or has been avoided. Case study. Angela was having a hard time adjusting at her new job. She often felt her new coworkers were judging her performance and making comments about her when she wasn't around. When it came time to participate in meetings, Angela often tried to hide in the corner of the office and hope her manager wouldn't call on her to speak. Soon, Angela became fearful of even coming to work, and her performance began to drop. After speaking with the office counselor, Angela began to see she was suffering from social anxiety and possibly even a phobia of public speaking or public spaces. She knew she had to get help right away if she wanted to be able to function at work.